Dear devotees, for today I have prepared a very, very special lecture about voices against surrender. Hare Krishna. Our seminar called Wonderful Krishna will today take an inspiring and very interesting bent.
Naš seminar Čudesni Krišna danas će krenuti jednom vrlo zanimljivom I intenzivnom putem.
We all know, or if you want to advance in your Krishna consciousness, you need two qualities.
Svi znamo da nam je za napredovanje svjesnosti Krišne potrebne dvije odlike.
This is from Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Determination and simplicity. Shaitilyam or laziness will never bring you very far.
Shaitilyam, odnosno lijenost, vas nikad neće daleko dovesti.
Simplicity. Simply Krishna is enough.
Jednostavnost. Jednostavno Krishna je dovoljno.
Prabhupada once explained simplicity like this. When you stand before the deities, a simple devotee will think, here is Radha and Krishna.
Prabhupada jednom to objasni na ovaj način. Kad jednostavan bhakta stoji ispred božanstva, on će misliti, ovdje su Radha I Krishna.
Faith like a child.
Ima vjeru poput djeteta.
The next quality is one-pointedness.
Sljedeća odlika je usredotočenost.
Ekantata. The next is dridata or determination.
Potom slijedi odlučnost.
And finally, you must become independent on the opinions of others.
I na posljedku trebate prestati ovisiti o mišljenjima drugih.
Nirapekshata. Once Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote an article called The Crime Against Bhakti.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur je jednom napisao članak pod nazivom
Vikramaji, dobro došli. And he said to overcome the crime against bhakti, a devotee has to have these four qualities, which really are, to make it simple, two.
I on je rekao da kako bi se nadišao zločin počinjen protiv bhakti, osoba bi, odnosno bhakti, treba razviti ove četiri odlike, ili da jednostavno kažemo dvije.
If you summarize these four qualities, then you get the two, determination and simplicity.
Ako napravite sažetak ovih četiri odlika, dobit ćete dvije, odličnost I jednostavnost.
Yes. Today I would like to, And within these two qualities, determination and simplicity, is also this nirapekshata, or independence on the opinions of others, and one-pointedness.
To znači da su u ove dvije odlike, odlučnost I jednostavnost, uključene I ostale dvije, a to je neovisnost o tuđem mišljenju I
and one-pointedness. Does this all make sense to you?
Ima li vam to smisla?
Vida Chandra? Good. Today I will describe this last quality, which I personally believe will help us in Croatia, Serbia, Bosnia, and all over the world very much.
Danas bih želio opisati ovu posljednju odliku za koju smatram da nam jako, da može jako pomoći nama iz Hrvatske, Bosne, Srbije I cijelog svijeta.
I will tell you what it means to be independent of what the neighbors say.
Govorit ću o tome što znači biti neovisan o onome što govore susjedi.
Srila Madhavendra Puri isolates I believe it's six voices against surrender to Krishna.
Madhavendra Puri izdvaja 6 glasova koji se podižu protiv predaje.
Now if you listen very, very carefully, you will find out that these voices are not only the voices of the neighbors or the others, they are in your own heart.
Ako vrlo pažljivo slušate, otkrićete da ti glasovi ne pripadaju susjedima ili nekom drugome, već da se oni nalaze u našem srcu.
You have heard properly. Sometimes in our own hearts there are objections to surrender to Krishna.
Dobro ste čuli, u našim srcima ponekad postoje glasovi koji se protive tome da se predamo Krishna.
This is a verse. Muktamang nigadantu niti nipuna prantam muhu vaidika mandam bandava chanchaya yadadiyam muktadara sadara unmatam danino viveka chatura kamang mahadambikam Moktum no kshamate managapi mano Govinda padas priham. Let the sharp moralist accuse me of being illusioned. I do not mind.
Neka me oštri moralist osudi da se nalazim u iluziji. Nije me briga za to.
He goes on, friends and relatives may say you are just simply frustrated. That's why you became a devotee of Krishna.
I nastavlja govoreći da mu prijatelji i rođaci mogu reći da je postao bhakta zbog toga što je bio frustriran.
The materialist will say, you foolish bhaktas.
Materialisti će reći, ti glupi bhakta.
You came to this summer camp, but during this one week which you waste, you could very easily earn money. Instead you spend money here.
On takav materialistu mogao reći, došao si na ovaj ljetni kamp i tijekom tog jednog tjedna gubiš vrijeme i ne samo to, nego i trošiš novac umjesto da ga za to vrijeme možeš da ga za to vrijeme zaradiš.
Psychologists may say you have a feeling for security. Because you are so frustrated in your life and have no self-confidence. That's why you became a Hare Krishna. I know it very much from my guru Sigmund Freud.
Psiholozi mogu reći, ti si zapravo nesiguran i postao si vakta zato što nemaš dovoljno povjerenja u samoga sebe, nego ti je potrebno da ti neko drugi usadite taj osjećaj vrijednosti. To jako dobro znam, jer mi je tako rekao moj guru, Sigmund Freud.
We will now deal with these objections to surrender one after the other.
I sada ćemo se pozabaviti tim stvarima koje se protive predaji jednom po jednom.
When we leave this tent, we are totally convinced and armed against all objections to Krishna consciousness.
I kad izađemo iz ovog šatora, bit ćemo potpuno uvjereni i bit ćemo naoružani protiv svih zamjerki u svjesnosti Krišne.
He says, first, let the sharp moralists accuse me of being illusioned, I do not mind.
On prvo kaže, neka me oštri moralisti osude zato što sam u iluziji, ne marim za to.
In the Bible it says, serve your mother and father. Why did you against their happiness join the Hare Krishna movement? This is their argument. This is totally immoral.
Jedan od argumenta je, u Bibliji kaže da trebaš služiti svoju majku i oca, pa zašto si se onda, protivno onome što će ih usrećiti, pridružio Hare Krishna pokretu? To je potpuno nemoralno.
Now, there is an example about this in the Vedic scripture.
U vedskim spisima postoji primjer toga.
It's an example how sometimes for a higher cause, a lower cause is given up.
I taj primjer nam pokazuje kako se ponekad treba odreći nekog nižeg cilja kako bismo ostvarili viši.
The example is of Dhritarashtra and Gandhari and Vidura who were staying in the palace of Maharaj Yudhishthira.
Taj primjer je povezan sa Dhritarashtrom, Gandhari i Vidurom koji su boravili u palači Maharadža Yudhishthira.
Although Dhritarashtra's sons had fought Yudhishthira, Yudhishthira was the perfect host to his uncle and his auntie, and of course for to Vidura. They stayed well kept in his palace even after the battle of Kurukshetra.
Iako su se Dhritarashtrini sinovi borili protiv Yudhishthira, on je u svoj palači ugostio svog strica, strinu i naravno Viduru, i jako se lijepo brinuo o njima, čak i nakon te bitke na Kurukshetra.
One morning Yudhishthira comes to the room of his uncle Dhritarashtra in order to offer him obeisances.
Jednog jutra Yudhishthira ušao u sobu svog strica Dhritarashtra kako bi mu odao poštovanje.
But the room is empty.
Ali soba je bila prazna.
He doesn't know where his old and blind uncle Dhritarashtra, together with his blindfolded auntie, has gone in the night.
I on nije imao pojma gdje je njegov slijepi i stari ujak, stric Dhritarashtra, zajedno sa svojom ženom koja je nosila povijest preko očiju, nestao po noći.
And what makes it worse, he finds their secretary Sanjaya crying. He asked Sanjaya, where is uncle? Sanjaya says, I don't know.
I što još gore, pronašao je stričevog tajnika Sanjaju kako plače, i kad ga je upitao gdje je nestao moj stric, on mu nije znao reći.
Now it's very impolite to leave without saying goodbye.
Jako je neljubazno otići a ne pozdraviti se.
Imagine all of a sudden Gaurahari and myself would think this Pula summer camp, yes, it's okay, but there are much nicer places to be, and we would leave overnight without saying goodbye.
Zamislite samo da Gaurahari i ja pomislimo, ovaj poljski kamp je jako lijep, ali postoji bolje mjesta na kojem možemo biti, te se spakiramo i nestanemo po noći.
You would rightly say this arrogant Swami and his illusioned assistant, they were extremely impolite.
I spravo biste rekli da su taj arogantni Swami i njegov pomoćnik koji je u iluziji bili vrlo neljubazni, neugodni.
Is it impolite to leave the house for Krishna?
Mislite li da je neljubazno otići iz kuće radi Krishna?
Dhritarashtra and Gandhari had been preached to by Vidura, who said, now you are old, get out of this house and take to the path of self-realization.
Vidura je propovijedao Dhritarashtra i Gandhari i rekao im je, sad kad ste stari trebate otići iz ove kuće i posvetiti se putu samospoznaje.
Yudhishthira is totally shocked. He says, Mushi tos mi mahatma bihi. I've been cheated by those mahatmas.
I Yudhishthira je bio vrlo iznenađen i rekao je, te su me mahatme prevarila.
Now in his purport to this verse, Prabhupada offers three examples of other devotees who have done the immoral act of just leaving to pursue their spiritual development.
U smislu na ovaj stih Šila Prabhupada navodi još tri primjera bhakta koji su napravili jednu tako nemoralnu stvar kao što je odlazak od kuće kako bi se posvetili svoj svjesnosti Krišni.
Sanatan Goswami offered a bribe to the keeper of a prisoner to let him free.
Sanatan Goswami je podmitio zatvorskog čuvara kako bi ga ovaj pustio na slobodu.
He said, he gave bakšiš.
Dao mu bakšiš.
Which is a little immoral.
Što je prilično nemoralno.
Raghunathas Goswami cheated his family priest when he wanted to join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Raghunathas Goswami je prevario svog obiteljskog svećenika kad se želio pridružiti Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
They went home, Yadunandan and him and Raghunathas Goswami. Yadunandan said, I have this problem with this one disciple who fell in Maya and doesn't want to do his puja, the puja to the deities. Can you preach to him? Yadunandan, the family priest of Raghunandan.
Dakle, kada su još bili kod kuće, Yadunandana, Svećenik je rekao Ragunati da ima problema s jednim učenikom koji ne želi raditi puću i zamolio ga je
Ragunata said, yes, I will go to the priest and convince him to do the puja tomorrow, and then I will go home and sleep.
Ragunata mu je rekao, da, sutra ću otići porazgovarati sa tim svećenikom koji ne želi raditi puću, a nakon toga ću otići spavati kod kuće.
But what did he do? He cheated his guru and ran overnight to join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Oh!
Što je on napravio? Prevario je svog gurua i po noći pobjegao kako bi se pridružio Čaitanji Mahaprabhu.
This is not very moral.
To nije baš jako moralno.
You have to say the truth.
Moramo reći istinu.
So, Prabhupada ends the purport by saying, we also had the same opportunity to leave the family for the service of Srimad Bhagavatam.
I Srila Prabhupada kaže, i nama se također pružila takva prilika da napustimo svoju obitelj kako bismo služili Srimad Bhagavatam.
Such cheating was necessary for a great cause.
Takva prevara bila je nužna u svrhu velikog cilja.
And there is no loss for any party in such a transcendental fraud.
Transcendentalnoj prevari niti jedna strana nije na gubitku.
My dear devotees, bhakti is primarily not moral.
Dragi moji, bhakti uglavnom nije moralno.
Bhakti is primarily seeking the pleasure of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Bhakti prvenstveno traži zadovoljstvo svevišnje božanske osobe.
Of course, if possible, a devotee should be moral.
Naravno, ako je to moguće, osoba bi trebala biti moralna.
But the first and foremost consideration is the pleasure of Krishna. This is bhakti.
Međutim, prva stvar koju valja uzeti u obzir jest Krišnino zadovoljstvo.
And Srila Prabhupada says, when this is done, there is no loss for any party.
I Srila Prabhupada kaže, kad se to dogodi, niti jedna strana nije na gubitku.
Now, this is a very, very difficult point.
Ovo je vrlo, vrlo teška poanta.
The Muslims have defended many of their wars by saying this is for a higher cause, it's religious.
Muslimani su veliki broj svojih ratova branili upravo na taj način što su tvrdili da su oni poduzeti u svrhu nekog višeg cilja, da su religiozni.
Similarly, Christian priests have been found to bless weapons which were used for human slaughter.
I slično tome vidjeli smo da kršćanski svećenici blagoslivljaju oružje koje se kasnije koristilo za ubijanje ljudi.
But I think you would all agree with me by saying fighting for political reasons and then calling it religious is the greatest of nonsense.
Međutim, vjerujem da biste se složili sa mnom kako su bitke vođene u svrhu nekog političkog cilja kojima je kasnije prišivanje samo duhovno ime jedna od najvećih mogućih gluposti.
Prabhupada would sometimes be found in his preaching to observe the highest principles of bhakti and sacrifice lower principles.
Ponekad možemo vidjeti da je Šila Prabhupada tijekom svoga propovjedanja isticao najviša načela bhakti, a zanemarivao niža moralna načela.
Once he said to the mother of Brahmananda and Gaga Muni Maharaj, your sons have joined me, you should give me a donation because they eat so much.
Jednom je majkama Brahmanande i Gaga Muni Maharaj rekao da s obzirom da su se vaši sinovi pridružili mom pokretu, trebate mi dati donaciju s obzirom da njih dvojica tako puno jedu.
Now this was a Jewish mother.
To je, majka je bila Židovka.
She was very, very angry at Prabhupada for having taken her sons.
I izuzetno se naljutila na Prabhupada što je uzao sinove.
She was attached to her sons.
Bila je vezana za svoje sinove.
But Jewish mothers are also attached to money.
Ali majke Židovke su također vezane za novac.
So the Jewish mother said, I should give him a donation. I have given you already my sons, now don't ask for another donation.
I majka Židovka na to rekla, pa Trebala bih mu dati donaciju. Ali već sam vam dala sinove, nemojte me tražiti još koju donaciju.
This was the opportunity Prabhupada had hoped.
I to je upravo bila prilika koju se Prabhupada nadao.
He said to the mother who was so angry for his her sons to join Prabhupada, thank you very much.
I onda je toj majci koja se toliko naljutila na njega što je oduzao sinove, rekao i puno vam hvala na tome.
This is intense, Prabhus. He must have known the secret attachment of the Jewish people. I haven't said nothing. So when she didn't want to give money, but she gave her sons. Yes, Hare Krishna. So for Krishna this is all right, and the mother is chanting now, she has benefited very greatly.
Za Krishna to bilo u redu i njihova majka sada mantra imala je jako puno dobrobiti od svega.
Madhva Muni kon not Madhva Muni, sorry. We have one Madhva Muni who has greatly influenced my thought at this moment. Madhavendra Puri is his name. Who speaks this verse, says the next verse. Vedic experts in now, experts in Vedic rituals may slander me as being misled.
Stručnjaci u vedskim obredima mogu smatrati da sam zaveden na krivi put.
We all know, once Lord Krishna's friends came to the Vedic Brahmanas who performed a Vedic Yakya and said, Krishna and Balaram are out there, they're very hungry. Can you please give the food to them?
Svi znamo priču kada su Krišnini prijatelji prišli Brahmanama koji su vršili Vedske Yakje i rekli im, tamo se nalaze Krišna i Balarama i oni su jako gladni, možete li im dati hrane?
The Brahmana said, it is not possible, the food has to be first offered to the devatas before we can distribute it to anyone.
Ali Brahmana su rekli, to je nemoguće. Hranu prvo moramo ponuditi devatama, a tek i onda možemo dijeliti drugima.
But when the wives heard Krishna and Balaram are there and they are hungry, they immediately took the food and started to run to the forest to feed the Lord.
Ali kad su njihove žene čule da se u blizini nalazi Krishna i Balarama koji su gladni, odmah su uzele tu hranu i potrčale prema šumi.
The Brahmana saw their wives blatantly disobeying them and called for the relatives and brothers and said, stop these foolish women, they spoil the yajna by giving the unoffered food away.
I kada su vedski Brahmane vidjeli da njihove žene tako bezočno ne slušaju njihove naredbe, onda su potrčali svojim prijateljima i rođacima i povikali, zaustavite ih, one su uništile jagnju zato što su neponuđenu hranu odnijeli.
Stavavili, fast, brzo. So they built a ring like this to keep the wives from going to Krishna Balaram.
I onda su napravili krug kako bi svoje žene zaustavili da odu do Krishna i Balarame.
But they duck underneath the arms.
Ali žene su se prometle ispod ruku.
And they met Krishna Balaram in the forest. When they saw the Lord, they were immovable. The Lord was so beautiful. And because they were women and not men. Hare Krishna. They could not embrace the Lord publicly, though they took him in their hearts and embraced him there. And they gave them all the food which was meant for the Vedic offering. From where, the husbands later recognized, oh no, Krishna and Balaram are the supreme personality of Godhead. They are more important than any devata or demigod.
njihovi muževi su kasnije shvatili, o ne, Krišna i Balaram su svevišnja božanska osoba i puno su važnije od bilo kojeg devate.
They have reached the goal and we are poor rules and regulations people.
One su dostigle cilj svoga života, a mi smo bjednici vezani za pravila i propise.
Kavanchita, kavanchita, we have been cheated because we have not recognized the Lord.
Bili smo prevareni zato što nismo uspjeli prepoznati gospodina.
So sometimes expert in Vedic rituals may even say to the Hare Krishna movement, you're doing everything quite simple.
Ponekad stručnjaci u vedskim obredima mogu reći nam Hare Krishnama da sve radimo vrlo jednostavno.
When a Vedic Brahmana would observe our Anupman on the altar, he would have many reasons to criticize.
Kad bi neki vedski brahmana gledao našu Anupamu na altaru, našao bi mnogi načine zašto da je kritizira.
But because Anupma is doing a service with pure affection for the deities, it is wonderful.
Međutim, budući da Anupama radi svoju službu sa čistom ljubavi prema tim božanstvima, onda sve u redu.
Now, from where did the wives get so much faith, my dear devotees, that they just overruled the laws of the society at that time?
Otkud su te žene dobile tako puno vjere, dragi moji bace, da su uspjele nadići sva pravila toga društva?
They had heard from the simple Pulinda girls who were picking flowers in the forest and selling them sometimes to their husbands for their rituals.
One su čule djevojčice Pulinde koje su u šumi brale cvijeće i prodavale im ga za jage koje su radili njihovi muževi.
They had said, we saw Krishna playing his flute at the Yamuna and the Yamuna offering her lotus flowers at his lotus feet.
One su rekle, čule smo Krishnu kako svira svoju flautu na Yamuni, a ona njegove lotusovim stopalima nudi svoje lotuse.
So in this way they had gotten so much faith. I want to now bring this point into modern day ISKCON. Once there was a quarrel between two sannyasis at the Kumbh Mela festival. One sannyasi said the only difference between Krishna and Balaram is that Krishna has a color like a monsoon cloud and means black, and Balaram has a white color like a spring cloud.
Jedan sanjas je rekao da je jedina razlika između Krišne i Balarame u tome što je Krišna crna poput monsunskog oblaka, a Balaram je bijel poput proljetnog oblaka.
Otherwise they are the same.
Inače su njih dvojica isti.
Another sanjas said, no, you don't understand. Krishna is only Krishna is with Radharani, but Balaram not. In that they are totally different. One sannyasi said they are the same. The other they are different. Finally it became a heated quarrel. Hare Krishna. And the subject was brought to Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada, who is right? Krishna and Balaram are the same? Yes, Prabhupada said, this is correct. Prabhupada, but the other says Krishna is with Balaram and Krishna is with Radharani and Balaram not, so they are different.
Ali Prabhupada ovaj drugi tvrdi da se Krishna druži s Radharani, a Balaram ne, da se zbog toga razlikuju.
That's also right, said Srila Prabhupada.
I to je točno rekao Srila Prabhupada.
But Prabhupada!
Ali Prabhupada!
How can two opposite things be right?
Kako dvije suprotne stvari mogu biti obje točne u isto vrijeme?
Krishna is the same as Balaram.
Krishna je isto što
je Balaram. And Krishna is different from Balaram. How can it be the same?
A Krishna se razlikuje od Balarama. Kako to može biti isto?
Yes, Prabhupada, that's also right. It can't be the same.
Da, rekao je Prabhupada, to je također točno. To ne može biti točno.
But Prabhupada, first you said this, first you said that.
Prabhupada, prvo si rekao ovo, a zatim ono.
Prabhupada you decide. Prabhupada wanted to make a simple subject, which I find is a simple point, which I find is very important to be understood. Transcendental subject matters can never be understood by argumentation. Yes, and only by submission and service and chanting can the truth be revealed in your srdce. Srdce means heart.
Poniznim služenjem i mantranjem svetoga imena te istine mogu razotkriti u vašem srcu.
And you might find out in the transcendental platform Krishna is the same as Balaram and Krishna is different from Balaram and there's no problem whatsoever.
I možete odrediti da na transcendentalnoj razini Krishna može biti istovjetan i različit od Balarama i da to ne bude ništa čudno.
Now I come to the third argument against surrender.
E sad dolazim do trećeg argumenta protiv predaje.
Friends and relatives may call me frustrated. Oh, you joined the Hare Krishna movement because you didn't find a good job. Oh, you joined because you were always a loser. And now in this movement you are big Swami. That's what one uncle said to me. Title? Yes. Yeah. German uncle? This argument is very old, my dear devotees. The Bhagavatam gives us the example of the Avanti Brahmana. It's a Brahmana from the town of Avanti.
Bhagavatam nam daje primjer Brahmane iz Avantija.
Brahmana had once been quite wealthy. But due to the unavoidable loss of karma, he lost all his wealth. His house was burned. His wife left him. And so did his sons and all his relatives. Now then the Brahmana had a realization. He understood that that misery is actually the condition of material existence. I don't know if you have heard, but the sense of material well-being is often the enemy of bhakti.
Ne znam jeste li već čuli da je osjećaj materijalnog blagostanja zapravo neprijatelj bhakti.
Especially four types of well-beings have been listed.
I tu su posebno navedene četiri vrste blagostanja.
A beautiful body.
Prekrasno tijelo.
A very impressive material education.
Vrlo impresivno materijalno obrazovanje.
A very good family from which you come.
Jako dobra obitelj iz koje potječete.
Maybe someone can help me. Tanmay Shwaya Shruta Shibhya. Wealth, and yes, novats. These you think everything is all right? Why should I endeavor?
Ako mislite da se u redu, zašto biste se trudili?
I must tell you from my life, pain has been my guru at very important stages of my life.
Moram vam reći da iz vlastitog života primjer da je Bog uvijek bila moj vrlo važan guru u svim značajnim vremenima moga života.
With wealth and knowledge, I always think I am superior to everyone.
Kada imam bogatstvo i znanje, uvijek se smatram nadređena svima drugima.
Great devotees like Queen Kunti therefore sometimes pray that the guru of misery kindly appears in their life, and they are not masochists.
I zbog toga se veliki bhakti poput kraljice Kunti moli da se u njihovim životima pojavi taj guru bijede, a oni nisu mazohisti.
So the Avanti Brahmana understood this.
Brahmana iz Avanti je to shvatio.
And he understood only the distress, the one who seeks knowledge, the one who wants money, and the one who is inquisitive looks for Krishna.
I iz toga on shvatio da za Krishnom tragaju samo oni koji su nesrećeni, koji tragaju za nekim novcem, koji su znatiželjni i koji žele znanje.
Therefore he had now become a Krishna devotee. Everyone called him frustrated. You know, he once had begged, and then one person peed on his food as he was just starting to eat it. You're so frustrated. You're useless. We don't want to have anything to do with you. My dear devotees, it may be that in the beginning someone is frustrated with material life and therefore he makes his first baby steps.
Dragi moji bhakti, može se dogoditi da je neko materijalno frustriran i da iz tog razloga napravite svoje prve dječje korake.
But when he seriously takes the Krishna consciousness, he usually will lose his frustration. There's enough to eat and...
Ali kad se posveti svjesnosti Krišne, njegove će frustracije obično nestati, jer će imati dovoljno toga za jesti.
I've seen those who joined very humbly make politics after 10 years.
Vidio sam mnoge koji su se vrlo ponizno pridružili da nakon 10 godina prave politike.
Yes, they feel all right now. No longer so humble.
Sad je dobro i više nisu toliko ponizni.
In Krishna consciousness you get many things, if not everything. So, in order to make advancement, frustration will not propel you onwards. It's only if you begin to seek for spiritual knowledge and experience, then you will make advancement.
Ako želite napredovati, osjećaj frustracije vam neće pomoći. Pomoći će vam jedino ako iskreno žudite za znanje.
So, when someone tells you you are frustrated, say, no, I'm a knowledge seeker.
I stoga ako vam neko kaže da ste frustrirani, vi ga ispravite, recite mu ne, ja tragam za znanje.
I'm very positive in my life. I actually can experience Krishna more and more and more.
Ja sam vrlo pozitivan u svom životu i zapravo stječem sve veće i veće i veće iskustvo.
Usually when you make this argument, people start stop.
Obično kada im navedete taj argument, ljudi stanu.
I will now bring one more objection by a very close relative. My brother may call me a fool. Who has been called by his brother a fool because he joined the side of the devotees? Please raise your sacred hands.
Kod je njegov brat nazvao budalom zato što se pridružio bhaktama. Molim vas, podignite svoje sve ruke.
First of all, who has a brother?
Prvo, tko ima brata?
Not so many. So, okay, of those, who have been called by the brother a fool?
Od vas, koga je brat nazvao budalom?
My older brother. Now he's a devotee. Do you remember how you called me? Oh, sorry, Maharaj. You are saving our family now.
pomagaš, ti sad spašavaš našu obitelj.
I was in ignorance. Do you know a famous brother who called another famous brother a fool?
Znate li slavnog brata koji je drugog slavnog brata nazvao budalom?
It was Ravana.
Bio Ravana.
Ravana saw that his brother Vibhishan started to preach to him.
Ravana vidio da mu njegov brat Vibhishana počinje propovijedati.
You want to join? You tell me I should surrender Sita to Ram?
Ti mi govoriš da bi Situ trebao vratiti Rami?
You tell me Ram is the Almighty Vishnu?
Ti mi kažeš da je Rama svemoćni Vishnu?
You are a sentimentalist.
Ti si sentimentalist.
If you continue to talk like this, I will disinherit you.
Ako dalje budeš tako govorio, lišit ću te nasljedstva.
You can be the next king if you stay with me.
Ako ostaneš sa mnom, mogao bi biti sljedeći kralj.
Now I give you half of my kingdom if you stay with me.
A sad ću ti, ako ostaneš sa mnom, dati odmah pola kraljevstva.
Don't join Ram, this human being.
Nemoj se pridružiti Rami, tom ljudskom biću.
Vibhishan said, I'm going, brother.
Vibhishan je rekao, idem ja, brate.
But as I'm going, I'm saying one more time.
Ali dok odlazim, reći ću još jedan put.
Give back Sita.
Vrati Situ.
Said Ravan. Fool! And then our Vibhishan went by his mystical potencies flying over the ocean where to the other bank where Lord Rama had camped for his attack on Lanka. The monkeys saw Vibhishan coming flying on the air. There were two other demons with him. They were like, then Vibhishan landed. He was very big in size. Where is Ram? Nishta, nishta, not here, not here, said the monkeys. Tell Ram, Vibhishan is here, the brother of Ravana. So the monkeys went to Lord Rama and said, Vibhishan is here. We think he wants to trick you by saying he wants to surrender to you.
Majmuni su otišli do Ramachandra, rekli su mu, došao je Vibhishan i mislimo da te želi prevariti, govoreći da se hoće predati.
And then Lord Rama said, if anyone surrenders and comes to me for surrender,
tada je gospodin Rama rekao, ako mi se itko predaje, priđem, ako bi se predao,
and says, my lord, from this day I am yours,
i ako mi kaže, gospodine moj, od ovog sam dana tvoj,
please say this,
molim te, recite ovo.
My dear lord, from this day on I am yours.
Dragi moj gospodine.
My dear lord, from this day on I am yours. Now you are captured. I will accept such a soul.
Ja ću prihvatiti takvu dušu.
And I will give him the courage to surrender.
I dat ću mu hrabrost da se preda.
Yes. Even if Ravana is now before the tent and wants to surrender, I will accept him. Hari Bol. So, my dear devotees, you are not foolish if you surrender to Krishna, even if your brother says so. You are doing the best you can. You are leaving the prison of material existence and you are actually declaring your joining the family of Achyuta, the infallible Lord. Don't doubt that Krishna is truthful to his word to protect the devotees. Run to his divine embrace.
Trčite,
yes. So today we spoke about four objections. The moral objection, the ritualistic Vedic objection, the objection of being frustrated, and the objection of being foolish for becoming Krishna conscious. I hope you are convinced. I have time for one or two questions, and then I need to say something. I have to see how long. Srila Prabhupada ki, Sisi Gouni Thai ki, Go Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. Hare Krishna. Ananga Mohini, can you please come with Narayani?